Welcome back to the Power Hour. Todd is busy getting Michael Snyder on the line from Economic Collapse Blog. We'll talk to Uncle Kevin. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Absolutely. You were here to be able to hear that interview with Jay.
That was amazing. That was just amazing. I was enthralled.
Enthralled in what way? What enthralled you?
Right. Can you imagine the change in people's lives?
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, obviously money, the potential for money. Again, this is not, I don't want this to be people think that this is financial advice and I'm
right. You do what you want.
Yeah, you do what you want. I'm not this is information.
Right.
I don't make money off of you doing buying cryptos or not buying crypto.
Correct.
I don't make a dime. So I don't, there's no financial
none whatsoever
interest in it for us. I think okay, let's separate the information part from the
reality.
The financial or the information that he gave you from the, the potential. There's obviously a potential in the past. People have made a lot of money. So put the money aside. The information that he gave just generally, what did you just about how things are changing?
I was enthralled by, I didn't know they were going to make all those, coins out of, companies. I didn't know that.
The thing that really just buttered my biscuit about this was the unshutdownable internet.
Oh yes, he's got 6 terabytes that he's going to use as a hub that other people could use. I didn't know that. That was great information.
Well, to be able to have a contract, you have a contract with somebody. We got Michael standing by, so we'll finish this thought. Yeah. To be able to have a contract, and you don't need a lawyer to do it, you create the contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's executable when you do A.
Yes, that's great.
And then B happens. There's no, I don't want to argue about the language.
Right.
Well, I'm going to get a lawyer and I'm going to sue you. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to do, there's none of that.
I paid you, but you didn't give me the product.
It doesn't happen.
You have to do A and B to
and that's it.
And that's
happened.
It.
And once a contract is executed, everything is kind of an escrow, and it's done.
Right. You got your money. You got your product.
It's done.
There's no huffing about. No nothing. It's done.
It's
excellent.
The Bar Association may not like that.
Oh, I'm so happy about that. Hey, Bar could say, kiss something.
Yeah. Anything the Bar Association doesn't like.
British.
That I like.
Authorized registry.
Yeah, there you go. Well, our next guest, I'm really excited to have him on, and we do have him, correct, Todd? We're good to go? Okay. Very good. Obviously, he's a fantastic author. He writes the most provocative articles, like the title. You know how people, they have a writing style and you can kind of, you like their books or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell by his titles. I think that's a Michael Snyder title. That's an Economic Collapse Blog title. TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com is his website. TheMostImportantNews.com also. He's one of the most popular authors, I said. He's written 4 books. Maybe we'll talk about that. He's a frequent guest on radio and television throughout. He has his finger on the pulse of the economic collapse, the whatever you want to call it, he certainly has a certain way to write it. Michael Snyder, welcome back to the Power Hour.
It's great to be on this morning. Thank you all for having me on the show today. And boy, things sure are getting crazy out there, aren't they?
Well, that's what you're asking me. I'm going to ask you. That was my question to you. What do you make of this? I'll just throw this out right from the beginning. What do you make of what has happened to this point? Let's not talk about the future. What has happened to this point? What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, just a couple months ago, life seemed relatively normal to most people. But now, I mean, over the past couple of weeks, we have seen America change at a speed and to an extent that we've really never seen before, where, the financial markets have been all over the place. In fact, we saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average go from a record high to a bear market faster than any time in U.S. history.
Yes.
Right now, from coast to coast, and all over the Western world, we're seeing a shutdown. Literally, businesses are shutting down, schools are shutting down. We're seeing society shut down to an extent, I mean, like we've never seen before. I mean, during World War II, the country actually geared up to produce things for the war effort. I mean, we've never seen, a shutdown of this magnitude. And if you wanted to collapse the economy, there's really no faster way than a pandemic or a fear of pandemic in which everyone has to go indoors, businesses have to shut down, you know, people are afraid to go to the stores to do anything. So, I mean, really to kind of create a scenario in which we see an economic collapse, in which now, you know, Morgan Stanley yesterday predicted in the second quarter we'll see the U.S. GDP decline by 30% on an annualized basis.
Wow.
People are talking about potentially, you know, unemployment of 20 or 30% soon in the United States, where so many people have been filing for unemployment claims in this country. It's crashing websites all over the country, state employment websites. They're crashing because so many people are racing and trying to file for state unemployment benefits. So, I mean, what we're seeing now is truly, truly unprecedented.
Let me tell you some of the thoughts I had. They're probably similar to you. I've read a lot, not all your articles, but I've read several of them for sure on the subject. I'm looking at this and I'm seeing, you know, I don't know what the count is today, but throughout the world, maybe less than 5,000 people have died of this virus. I mean, I don't know what it is, 3,000 or 4,000, and the whole world is shut down. I mean, it almost, part of me thinks, wow, this is really over the top and really kind of premature. I mean, more people die of falling off their balcony. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a little crazy. Do you have those kind of thoughts?
Well, I mean, it goes both ways. I mean, you know, initially I was, you know, when less than 100 people had died in the United States, I was like, well, you know, and the market was crashing, I was like, well, wow, if the market is crashing, if people have this much fear when less than 100 people have died, what would it be like if thousands or millions start dying? Of course, over the past couple of days, we've seen just the death rate all over the world, you know, now more than 13,000. In the United States now, you know, more than 450 had died. I mean, and it's changing every single hour. I haven't even checked it in the last couple hours. But at this rate, more than a person and an hour has been dying in New York City over the last couple days. So we're seeing the death rate really go up. And one of the big questions was it going to be like in this country, was it going to be like South Korea, where they've had a relatively low death rate? Or was it going to be like Italy, where in Italy we've seen the number of people dying almost pushing up and almost equaling the number that are recovering. And so far in the United States, you know, most of the cases have just erupted in the last couple of weeks and they aren't fully resolved yet. But of the cases that are resolved as of last night, we had more than 450 dead and only about 180 some recovered. So actually so far we're tracking worse than Italy in terms of the, you know, of the cases that have come to a final resolution. It's very, very alarming. Now, of course, ultimately, you know, because people, if they die, the people tend to die quicker and recovery can take several weeks. So ultimately, the recovery will ultimately, I believe, outpace those that are dying by quite a bit. But as people recover, as more mild cases are discovered through testing, and most mild cases, you know, ultimately will fully recover. So ultimately the ratio will switch there. But the fact right now that the ratio is running so high toward deaths is definitely alarming and indicates that our numbers will look ultimately a lot more like Italy's than South Korea's.
Couple things with that, that, you know, going back even further, when this first started, and I was just so adamant that we were being lied about something. If this virus is dangerous as we were being told, why in the world were we letting for quite a while planes come unaccompanied, unstopped, quarantined from China, from all these different countries? That just drove me crazy. And then when I heard about a country like South Korea, they had plenty of tests. In America, we're hardly testing at all. And that kind of works into the article you said this morning about, you know, in America, it costs $34,000 to get treated with coronavirus. So, I mean, address any of those or talk, I don't really have a question. It's just these random thoughts. What's your perspective on any of those?
Yeah, well, my perspective is I wrote early in this crisis, I said, well, it's either incompetence or they want this thing to spread, because how our health authorities dropped the ball. I mean, it was truly, truly horrifying, where even a couple weeks ago, people were flying in from Italy, which had become one of the hot spots in the entire world for this thing. They were coming into the airport, and they really weren't being checked at all, really weren't being screened at all. So our you know, until we finally cut off travel from Europe completely, really our screening was very spotty, very uneven at best, and really, you know, was you know, I would say incompetent. And then also, you know, in terms of our testing, where South Korea was able to test more than 140,000 of their citizens at the same time, you know, in comparison to us, we had tested less than 10,000 at that time. And, of course, we're ramping up testing now. But, I mean, you know, it was too late to contain, because in order to contain this thing, you got to identify the cases very, very early, isolate them, make sure it doesn't spread, and we totally dropped the ball there. And now at this point, in Los Angeles County, they're saying, well, we're not going to test anyone at this point unless they're already in the hospital, and it would change the way that their medical treatment, how we're going to treat them. In essence, they're basically giving up on testing the general population there. So now, from now on, we're not going to know how many cases there are in Los Angeles County at this point. So, and at this point, it's in every state of the country. People need to assume it's pretty much everywhere. And, you know, a lot of conservatives out there, because at first it came out and people interpreted it as this could be bad news for Donald Trump. And so people said, well, we got to downplay this thing. And so they said, oh, it's not that bad. It's just a flu. And most people that get it end up recovering. And that is true. However, you know, survivors, people who've come through this, survived, and come out the other side have told us about this. And what it does is it attacks the respiratory system. And people have described blinding pain for weeks. People have described being curled up in a ball, crying out for mercy because the pain is just so great.
Oh,
people
gosh.
Have described... Yeah, people have described where their lungs fill up with so much fluid that they literally can't, they feel like they can't breathe for days on end. You know, I posted an article yesterday, a medical worker in Louisiana talking about how they have to turn up the ventilators up to 90%, basically the maximum, and where people are like literally oozing pink fluid out of their lungs.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, yeah, I mean, this is, if it's a bad case, I mean, it is basically a horror show. And then when you're done, if you get all the way through it, you can have permanent lung damage for the rest of your life. So this is something that you do not want. Unfortunately, it's going to be everywhere because it's so easy to catch. People can have it without showing symptoms for many, many days. It can stay on surfaces for an extended period of time, depending on the surface, especially on steel surfaces, can stay for an extended period of time. I mean, and then, you know, and now, you know, people are like, oh, I got to go to the store and get something. I got to get prepared. Instead of in advance getting food from you or listening to advice from people like me, people are like, I didn't get anything. I got to go to the stores and get something. But, of course, the stores are going to be one of the best places to catch this, because thousands and thousands of people are going through the big stores. Those that are sick are leaving the virus everywhere. So at this point, I'm saying, hey, people, your family's going to starve, you need to stay away from the stores, because there's a really good chance you're going to catch this virus.
Well, you said about California and that they're not testing unless, you know, it's going to change the treatment or whatever. Again, if this is so dangerous, what you're saying is true. And I believe what you're telling me is true, but the actions of California specifically doesn't match with the information about the virus. Of course you would test. Of course you need to know. Of course you need to isolate. You need to even know numbers. You need to have a projection on statistics. You need to know an accurate death rate. We don't even have an accurate death rate because we're not testing. So the only ones we test are the ones who have it or show symptoms. Well, that skews the death rate. We don't know the spread rate. We don't know. I mean, we need information. And to say that right now, but what's going on in California, that seems insane to me.
It does. Now, you know, what I said earlier is for Los Angeles County specifically, so basically
right,
you're talking
right.
about
LA.
Southern California.
Yeah.
But, you know, other areas are going to start doing this too, as there's simply way too many people to test and not enough testing. And then, as I mentioned in my article yesterday, a lot of people are scared to go to the hospital to get tested. I mean, now the federal government says they're going to start covering testing moving forward, but then if you get tested and you find out you have it, well, then they're going to say, hey, you got to stay here. We're going to treat you. And then, of course, a lady just got hit with a bill for $34,000 for her coronavirus treatment. Yeah, and most people can't afford that, especially if they're uninsured. But even if they are insured, a lot of times the deductibles are enough to really hit you with a hammer blow financially. So, you know, our healthcare system's been so broken for so long, and I've written about this so much, and now it's being exposed to the rest of the world where, you know, even under normal circumstances, people are definitely afraid to go to the hospital.
What is the, treatment, 34,000, what kind of treatment did she get for 34,000? Did she get a massage too? Did she get a facial while she was at it or her nails done? I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, she had just been to the emergency room, you know, like three times. You know, that was pretty, and she had some testing done. I mean, it really was ridiculous. And then she got her bill. She was like, this is more than I paid for both of my college degrees, because she has two degrees. So she was like, I can never repay this because she's uninsured. And so, yeah, it's our system is so horrible. And of course, Democrats and Republicans have been fighting for decades, going back all the way to the 1990s, still haven't gotten anything fixed. So, I mean, it's just so horrible. And now our system's going to be overwhelmed already the New York Times says our hospitals look like a war zone, you know, where doctors in New York are saying this is basically an apocalypse. And then you look over in Italy where now one doctor says that ventilators are being denied to anyone over the age of 60 because there just aren't enough ventilators to go around. And that's one of the biggest things because, like I mentioned earlier, people can't breathe. They desperately need oxygen if they're going to survive this thing. So in Italy, they're saying, well, anyone over 60, you're out of luck, at least in one area of northern Italy. And the same thing could ultimately happen here because there are only so many hospital beds. There's less than about a million hospital beds, a slightly less here in the United States. And so those are going to get, and most of those are already filled. So those are going to get filled up really fast. There are only so many ventilators. There are so many medical supplies. And if this thing spreads as widely as, as it being projected, well, we'll see. We'll see. Right now, here in the U.S., the case numbers are running and the death toll is running ahead of even some of the most pessimistic projections originally. So how many people could ultimately get it? Well, over the last couple of days, the governor of New York said, eventually 80% of the residents of my state are going to get this thing. And then the health commissioner of New Jersey was asked about this. The people asked her, hey, are you afraid you're going to get this virus? And she said, well, eventually we're all going to get it. So, that's kind of the perspective of a lot of our health officials, and that's chilling.
Does this make, we got about 3 minutes before the break, does this make Trump vulnerable for the election?
Definitely it changes the outlook. And I think a big factor is going to be how does he respond to it and how do the American people interpret his response to it? Because this is definitely the biggest challenge of his presidency. How is he going to handle it? What is he going to do? Is he going to do the right thing? And I can't pretend that it's easy to make the decision sitting in his chair. So definitely going to be the biggest issue, I believe, in this election, unless this thing miraculously goes away somehow over the summer. Definitely could alter the outlook. And so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. This is definitely going to probably be the biggest factor in the election, in my opinion.
You mentioned how he handled it. We're seeing back and forth de Blasio. I mean, I just can't believe the mayor of New York says, well, a lot of people are going to die, and Trump doesn't even want to lift a finger. I mean, you talk about just a hyperbole. You talk about just a hype statement. I mean, they're making politics out of this virus, the Democrats seem to be. It's really kind of bothersome. Not kind of. It is.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. This thing is being politicized because it shouldn't be. I mean, it looks like this could be the biggest public health crisis of our time. And they want to play politics. They want to go back and forth, blame each other, and score political points. You know, we shouldn't be doing that. And of course, you know, the talk shows that the people on television are trying to do the same thing. But some things are not about Democrats versus Republicans. Some things are not about, you know, Trump and Schumer and Pelosi. You know, some things are bigger than that. And to me, this is bigger than that, and the whole country needs to come together. We need to take this seriously, and everybody out there, man, you do not want this virus. So I'm encouraging everyone to stay home as much as possible. Of course, some people can't do that. Some people have got to continue working, try to make money for their family, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's going to be a very tough time, and I can't pretend that it isn't.
I can't shake the thought, and I don't, nor do I think I should, that it seems some very prominent people have researched this virus and that it is engineered, meaning the virus was created in a lab somewhere, put together. Does that, one, do you agree with that? Two, does that affect your overall thinking about this whole situation?
Yeah, I do believe that it was created in a lab somewhere, and we've seen some researchers come out and say, hey, that's what it looks like. And I find it very, very suspicious that the only biosafety lab at the highest level in all of China is exactly where this first appeared. So did it leak out of that lab in Wuhan, or was it purposely, you know, as some people are suggesting, released? I mean, we can't prove that. We can speculate. But, you know, based on what researchers have said looking at it, you know, some have had different opinions on it. But to me, I think it's very, very likely this was created in a lab, and that's what I personally believe, and which makes it all the more dangerous, potentially, and all the more reason why people should want to avoid it, because if it was created in a lab, it could have been created for purpose of spreading. And as we've seen, this has spread so much more easily than SARS, for example, and other pandemics in the past, where it seems like this was almost designed to spread.
The break's coming on in just a few seconds. Very good beginning. I'm so glad to have you. TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com is your website. And you have another one, too, TheMostImportantNews.com. So both those websites. Michael Snyder's written several books. Obviously, an excellent interview, excellent source of information. Michael, stay tuned. We'll be back just on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Power Hour. Glad we got you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Power Hour. The Power Mall, the Power Mall. That's where all the great products to prepare and to, you know, just get ahead of this. Your health. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. That's our goals here. And health is a huge part of all of these. If you're sick, it's hard to be happy. It's hard to be free. It's hard to be successful. And, the time to prepare, again, I was having a conversation with Michael, there off air as we're waiting for the break to be done and talking about selling food storage and, you know, delivery times and all this. And he says, well, we've been warning people to be prepared. We've been wanting them to be out there, but they don't. And there's no, you know, it's the same thing with your health. We can tell you the same thing. You got to get the vitamin D in you. So studies will show that. Dr. Rogers will tell you. You got to get the vitamin D in you before they get the virus to have maximum benefit. The zinc, certainly. I mean, vitamin D will help if you have a virus, but you need it in you before. Then you can fight it off and it's much easier. Zinc, selenium, magnesium, the Intracal by Global Healing, the oregano, Strauss Heart Drops. The cardio support, the kidney support. The time to prepare is when you're healthy or when you're just barely having a problem, not when they're, you know, on your deathbed and stuff is oozing out of your lungs. And at that point, I don't know what you can do at that point. So go to a hospital on a ventilator. Detox cocktail, very important. If you're not detoxing with this from Sherry Rogers, as she recommends, then where are you getting it? Because you need the detox. That's part of the reason she said America will be hit worse than any other country because we're the sickest. Our cell membranes have broken down the most of any of the developed countries. Our cell membranes are under the biggest threat. Well, how do you get that back? Phosphatidylcholine, the cod liver oil at the Power Mall. Extremely important. The silver, the Optivita Sil, the silver gel. You got to go in public, you put that silver gel on your hands and rub it around, and it gives you 4 hours of protection. 4 hours. Remember the guest said that? You got 4 hours of the colloidal silver, and colloidal silver has been proven that it will kill certain things that get on your hands, and bugs, and that kind of thing. The silver lozenges, which are fantastic. The Purely C, the vitamin C is extremely important. The, of course, the zinc, the selenium, the Silver Shield sanitizer. You know, you want to spray your house, you want to keep your airs clean, Silver Shield sanitizer. I love it. I use it in the bathroom, but now I use it the rest of my house. Orega spray, you go to the grocery store, instead of using that hand sanitizer is for bacteria. It doesn't kill a virus. The Orega spray, you can spray on your cloth and then rub your, you know, your grocery cart or whatever. The Astaxanthin with DHA from Good Health Naturally, a new product. Essential Digestive Plus. You need enzymes. Vitamin E. That's the watchdog, as Jerry Rogers has said. You got to have that. And Hyzorb Q10. All these products and so much more at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. I apologize, Michael, a little longer than usual. Just, you know, all these questions are coming up. People ask about all these things. Robert Tactalian, the Vitamir product, the zinc, the mouthwash with zinc, you know, in the back of your throat, very important. Zinc in your toothpaste, extremely important. Robert's going to be come on. We're going to have a lot of different stories about his upbringing in Armenia and all that. Pretty fascinating. So real excited to have him. All these and more. ThePowerMall.com. This is how we're supported. We get the fuel to put in the truck to drive down the information highway from you. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, your support, your prayers, and you're welcome. I know you appreciate what we do, so it goes both ways. So thank you so much. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. What'd you say, Todd? Frank in Ohio. Okay, well, we got a caller, Mike. We'll get to him in just a second. Let me ask you something, kind of change the subject. It's been a while since you've been on, way too long. You're a really good guest. You are really active, and you did something. I have such respect for you, and I'm so proud of you. You really did something amazing running for Congress. Tell a little bit about, you know, how that went at the end and what you saw and what the results were.
Yeah, we had worked so hard, and so many people, in fact, some of the listeners here, you know, donated $10, $25 to the campaign. People from all over the country, you know, got behind our effort when we were running for Congress. And originally it was a very, very close race, but then, you know, toward the end, last few months, the outside PACs, the Washington DC PACs got involved, and they picked their guy, and one PAC alone spent more on the campaign than any of the candidates' campaigns did. One PAC alone. And a bunch of PACs in, wow. They all got behind one guy, flooded this district with more money, far more money than we had ever seen for a congressional race ever before in history. And this was just for a primary, Republican primary. And they picked their guy and turned a very, very close race where originally we thought we had a really good shot at the thing. But there was just, they flooded the TV and radio and the mail. And eventually it ended up being a blowout in the end just because of the massive mountain of outside money that came in. So what it really showed me is the power of the system, of the establishment, of the elite to come into a certain district and pick their guy and get that guy elected. And so it was really kind of discouraging in terms of looking at the overall system, and so many patriots and good people had supported us, but then the general population was swayed by just a massive amount of money coming in from outside. So very disappointing, and it probably helps to explain why we have a lot of the corrupt people we do in Congress right now.
Well, what state? Tell people the state you're running.
Oh, I was running in Idaho. So even in conservative, you know, you think, oh, good conservative Idaho. Well, you know, hey, the elite had a very, very heavy hand here, too.
They really, you know, you did very well. I hope that, do you see, when you look back at it, are you, you know, kind of punched in the gut about it? You feel like you're a failure? I hope you don't feel that way. Does that go through your mind?
No, and ultimately, I think what part of what I was intended to do, and part of what others were intended to do was try to point America back in the right direction, because there was, you know, we felt like there was a window of time to say, hey, America, we need to turn back to the Constitution, but ultimately beyond that, we need to turn back to God, because if we turn to God and stop doing the things we're doing, we will be blessed. As the Bible says, choose life or choose death, choose blessing or choose curses. But the path that America was on, and I said this all throughout the campaign, if America stays on the path that we're on, there isn't going to be an America. But instead, we haven't turned back to God. We haven't turned back to our founding ways, our founding documents. We haven't, you know, turned back to the values that this country is founded upon. And so when we continue, we've been steamrolling on a course that's only going to lead to national destruction, financial collapse, economic collapse. And as we've seen, it hasn't taken a whole lot of fear to completely cut the Dow is down another 434 points at this moment, complete and total collapse all over the country. The economy is collapsing, and this is just the beginning. I mean, the governor of New York said yesterday, hey, this thing's going to last for 9 months. Could you imagine what our economy is going to look like as businesses are shut down and people have to stay indoors for 9 months? The Spanish flu pandemic lasted from January 1918 to December 1920, 3 full years. Could you imagine 3 full years of this crisis, what this is going to do to our economy, where many of the restaurants that are shutting down now aren't going to reopen? Same thing for bars, same thing for movie theaters, because people, even if this thing goes away, people are going to be afraid of germs, of viruses, of going into places where they're going to be in close proximity to others. So, I mean, literally, our economy is never going to be the same after this, just because of the fear, because of things, how things have changed. And so many businesses were living right on the edge where they were already deep in debt, barely scraping by. And now, even if they have to be shut down for a few weeks, they're going to go bankrupt, much less a few months from now. So literally every day, every week this crisis stretches on, the long-term outlook for our economy is going to get worse and worse and worse. And literally, you know, what we're heading into, it appears, is not just a recession, but it looks like it could be a horrifying economic depression.
Let's go to the caller real quick, see what they have in mind. Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air. Frank in Ohio, you're with Michael Snyder. What's on your mind, Frank?
Hey, thank you, Daniel. I salute you and the people you have on your program, as Brother Christians and Brother Patriots. Thank you Daniel.
Thank you.
I got a question. As a Christian believer and an ex-military and stuff, over these decades, I'm getting tired of being on the defensive all the time. And I'm mad as hell and want to go on the offensive. But looking down the road of the past, things like the shootings in Las Vegas, 9/11, no real answers and no real criminals. They lied to us about who did the 9/11 deal. I'm getting tired of the lies and plausible deniability. That's just like Fukushima. That was an unusual seismic event, and it came like a year after the premier of Japan was going to press for charges against Bush for crimes against humanity. Then going into 9/11 and the shootings, in the Las Vegas shootings and stuff, plausible deniability, and nobody's being prosecuted. On the issue of the viruses that are man-made, the BSL 3, 4, and 5 weaponizing of viruses and the irresponsibility or purposely released bioweapons or sold to other countries, just like Clinton's selling our uranium to Russia, et cetera, et cetera. I'm getting tired of being on the defensive, and I want to go on the offensive as far as justice and people being brought to trial for crimes against humanity, treason, high treason, conspiracy to commit treason and destroy this country and humanity and God's creation.
Okay,
and
well, stop right there. Pause right there, Frank. Let's get Michael to respond there. You know, Frank feels probably like a lot of people feel in America right now. We're just sick of this. How would you answer Frank at this time, Michael? Did we lose Michael?
I think you lost Michael.
Okay. Well, try to get him back, and then I'll. Okay. Let me tell you my thoughts. It's hard, you know, go on the aggressive or go on the offensive. I hate being in a defensive position that we're always put, whether it's abortion, whether it's, you know, oh, you're not pro-choice. What are you? Some kind of a caveman? You know, I totally agree with your perspective. It's time that Christians, Americans, people who believe in morality, people who believe in uprightness, justice, truth, that why can't we be aggressive? To me, and I've said this over and over, our problem in America is one of self-identity. We don't understand ourselves. We don't understand our history. So it's one thing to be aggressive against, you know, let's arrest Hillary Clinton. That's one. It's one thing to say that. Hey, let's arrest Hillary Clinton and she's terrible. It's another thing that has a certain blowback. It has a certain connotation. It has a certain maybe. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Here's the other side of the coin. If we say our enemy, who is our enemy? So we can argue all day, our enemy is this, our enemy is that, our enemy is whatever. Our real enemy in America, our real enemy in America, we're going to, for everybody in America, is anybody who violates the Bill of Rights. That's really our enemy. The people who violate the Constitution and subvert the Declaration of Independence. So to me, whether you're Christian, whether you're atheist or agnostic, you know, not many atheist people are going to feel this, but, everybody in America should be able to agree on that platform. We have agreed on that platform. And so to me, we can be really aggressive about, hey, you're violating the Bill of Rights on this. Hey, you're violating the Constitution on this. You should be blah, blah, blah. That's where, to me, our aggression can be kind of unfettered and kind of, you know, with total disdain go after people. Hey, this is the law and you're against the law, instead of arguing about, well, this, that, and the other. I don't know if I, that's kind of my perspective. The first thing I thought of when you brought that up. I think we have Michael back. Michael, do you have maybe a thought or a different component to this?
Yeah, well, I think my instinct was the same as the caller, where the caller was like, man, I want to do something. And that's why I ran for Congress, because I was like, we need to take our country back. We've got to do something. We've got to go on the offense and try to, you know, retake our institutions and get this country pointed back the right direction. You know, unfortunately, you know, what we're seeing with our culture, as this is especially true with young adults. If you look at every survey, the young adults, the millennials in particular, are far more liberal, far more, you know, in terms of embracing socialism, you know, just about every value that goes against what our founders intended, they're embracing. You know, we've lost our education system, we've lost our entertainment industry, you know, and those are highly influencing our young people to go in this other direction. So it's very, very sad to see what's happened to this country, and it's a big reason why I do what I do, why I've been writing, why I ran for office, why I, you know, go on shows like this and, you know, all the things, why I write my books, trying to point the country in the right direction. Because as I've said before, if we don't have a choice to maintain the status quo, if we stay on the road that we've been on, there isn't going to be an America.
When people say, hey, look, we need to get back to God, you know, everybody says that. I feel that. Of course I feel that. But it means something different to everybody. What does that mean to you, Michael? If I said America needs to get back to God, what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, as a Bible-believing Christian, and ultimately this country was founded, when this country was originally founded, you know, about 99% of the population were Bible-believing Christians.
Sure.
You know, God is first in our lives, and we live according to the things that we see in Scripture. And, you know, and where Jesus is literally not just the Lord of our lives, but the Lord of our society. And when this country was first founded, I mean, they would take entire portions of Scripture and put that right into their laws in terms of the early colonies, where, you know, and basically, you know, where, you know, the Scripture was a model for, and in fact, many of our laws today, they've come down all this time. They're still originally modeled on the things we see in Scripture where, but today, it's very easy to see, we've got, since Roe versus Wade was decided, more than 60 million children have been slaughtered in this country. We keep on doing that. That alone is reason why America will cease to exist. I mean, we've got, today we've totally embraced, every form of sexual perversion you can imagine. More than, according to the CDC, more than 110 million Americans have a sexually transmitted disease, where we've not only embraced homosexuality, but we've embraced legalized gay marriage, and now we're trying to get the rest of the world to legalize homosexuality and gay marriage. Our government's sponsoring it. Just about every type of wickedness and sin and evil the Bible says don't do, we're doing, and we're actually trying to legalize most of it. That's what I mean. We need to stop doing the things the Bible says don't do and start doing things God says that we're supposed to be doing. Instead, our society is running the opposite direction as fast as it possibly can.
Now, there's a lot of Christians still in America. And, what you're saying, somebody who's not a Christian, so to speak, or they're agnostic or irreligious, whatever, they may take offense to what you're saying. I don't think that they should take offense by what you're saying, because it's easy to blame, they're doing this, they're doing that. To me, in America, if you just take the Christian population of America, you can just, whatever you want to define that as, you can even restrict it. To me, the problem with America is not outside influence. It's that group of people who have these core values. Supposedly, the Christians in America are the ones with the values of our founding fathers. They're the ones with the values of the Declaration of Independence, who believe in dominion, who believe in that we're endowed by God, who believe in that we have rights given to us greater than governments. That's the Christians. To me, our problem is not outside. It's that group is not doing something. It's not even just... they're not out having abortions per se. I mean, some are, but they're not out doing these things per se, but they're like letting all this happen. For somebody sitting at home, Michael, like Frank or somebody sitting on their couch, they want to do, what can they do? What proactive things should they do right now to be part of the solution instead of part of just the landscape here?
Yeah, well, when I was running, I was like, we need to elect some better people. Unfortunately, we really didn't elect hardly anyone good in the last election on all levels. So it was really a massive defeat in the last election. But at this point, to be honest, right now people are stuck in their homes because of this coronavirus. And at this point, a lot of political stuff has been put on hold for the foreseeable future. So at this point, a lot of the time period, like we said, the time for preparation is over. People should already been prepared by now. To a certain extent, in terms of, and hopefully this virus will go away and we can resume some things, but a lot of that's been put on hold for right now. People just need to try to survive, because right now, now is not a time for fear, but there's going to be a lot of fear in this country. And people are going to get angry. People are going to be fearful. There's going to be a lot of depression and despair, but it's not time for any of that. See, and this is one of the reasons people need God, because, if you know God, you know that God knew about all this in advance. He is in control, and he has a plan not only for the entire nation, but he has a plan for you individually, and he will get you through this. Now, people that don't know God, I don't know what they're going to do as they go through this, because literally everything that people are living for, whether it's their ambitions, their careers, their 401k, their retirement plan, the things they've built up, their bank accounts, their, what they had planned for their future, so much of that is being erased right now and is going to go away, and what their future is going to look like is going to be radically different from what they were envisioning just a few weeks ago. Now, if you trust God, you can say, well, God has a plan. It might be very different from what I thought, but God has a plan for me. If you don't know God, you better go into your closet and start repenting and get to know God and give your life to Jesus Christ. Because without God, I don't know what you're going to do in the times that are coming. Because, already the suicide rate in this country was at an all-time record high before the coronavirus came. And unfortunately, I think it's going to get even higher. There's no need for that. And that's not the solution to anything. But there's going to be so many people that feel utterly lost as this thing rolls along. And that shouldn't happen, but it is going to happen because people don't have their priorities in order.
Frank, are you still there?
Put in there.
Frank, you're still, go ahead. We got a couple minutes left. Go ahead. You got about a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, because we've been attacked from within, the enemies of a man's own house and his own country. And it's all prophecy being fulfilled. You know, they will not endure sound doctrine, is scripture. And, you know, God is all you need, but you don't realize that until God is all you have. So when we have governmental agencies from the Supreme Court to the FDA to the EPA allowing them to chemtrail us, okay, and these entities, these government entities that were put place there, and I'm including Congress and the federal agencies, to protect our liberties and freedoms and be emboldened on holding the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and holding this country together, the Department of Immigration not shutting down immigration like they could have decades ago, the Department of Immigration and the FEMA guys and the Homeland Security people were corrupted from the higher entities, just like the Department of Education taking God out of the classrooms, okay, and taking the Ten Commandments off the courtroom walls, taking prayer out of our education system, and going forward with this UN Agenda 2030, which is what it's called now. So
Frank,
when these agencies in Congress playing the old Potomac two-step and plausible deniability that we're supposed to be leaders of our country, well paid and well covered by medical expenses.
Hey, Frank, we got to go. Michael, are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Last thought is yours, my friend. The economiccollapseblog.com. Michael's a great writer, very interesting perspective, very interesting statistics. You want some cool statistics? He comes up with them. Anyway, last thought is yours, my friend.
Hey, God is going to bring us through this, so I want everyone out there to hang in there because more stuff is coming. You know, it's going to be one thing after another, but God can bring us through this.
Oh, very good. We got great guests scheduled the rest of the week. John Rappaport's coming, among others. Dr. Sherry Rogers again at the end of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, happy, healthy, successful, and free. That's what we want you to be. Know that we love you. Know that we care about you. Hold those you care about tight right now. This will be a good opportunity. You're home. Play games with your kids. Read, you know, relax a little bit if you can, if you're able to. And, yeah, God bless you. We'll talk soon. See you tomorrow. Thank you, Michael.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Hard Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.